This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 4th. God's word for you today is Worship Stands 3. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel 6, verse 21, which says, David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people, Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord." Every time a king is in procession, they usually have someone, a vulgar person that plays the fool, a buffoon that goes in front of the king, dancing like a mad person, a jester. Every time a king is in procession, there is a jester in front of the procession to make everybody laugh. The jester makes a fool of himself, but when they were carrying the Ark of God, David became the jester. He became the buffoon. He became the one that was dancing like a madman in front of the Ark. David recognized that he is only a king because he, God, made him king. He is the King of Kings. When he is in the procession, I am his boy. What an example. David was clearly ahead of his time and understood that the only security he had as a king lies with God. The only person that determines who becomes king is God. The only person that determines the duration of the kingship is God. So David chose to be a fool before the God of all the earth. 2 Samuel 6 verse 21 says, David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord." In other words, you, Michal, are seeing slave girls. I am seeing the Lord. Who are you seeing when you are worshiping? Who is taking your focus? The slave girls or the Lord? 2 Samuel 6 verse 21 to 22 says, David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people, Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes." This is where a lot of us struggle. We want to be dignified in our own eyes, but when it comes to true worship, it does not really matter what people think about me. When it comes to true worship, it really should not matter what people think about you. The only thing that matters is what God thinks about you. What does God think? That is the only thing that should matter. Most times, we like to keep our reputation, our brand, our image, not David. He says, "I would rather shred my brand and let God rebrand me. I would rather become nothing before God." 2 Samuel 6 verse 22 to 23 says, "I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor." And Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. The Bible did not say she was barren, but she had not children. Most likely, David just pulled away from her, putting her aside. You walk away from dishonor. Do not try to build a relationship with people that consistently dishonor you. David just left her. He fed her, he housed her, he clothed her, but she was not worthy of his person. Why? Anyone and anything that disregards your worship is not worthy of you. David got to the point where he refused to let anyone's hate determine his faith, and that is so important. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, what a privilege to be called by your name and be known as your own. It is my pleasure to worship you and privilege to dance before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.